wenn wir ehrlich sind, so ist es, wenn ich sage, dass ich nicht so ein bisschen leben muss. Es ist, dass ich finde, dass ich nicht so ein bisschen leben muss, dass ich auf Seife, auf Tumum. Bei Zab Moshe soll wie im Neu Sarin bis Hashem Leimor ja koyach a Sefa Tera Zois to take the Sefa Tera besamtem oise mitzad Arin bis Hashem Alekeichem voya sham b'chol eit. So he says to take the Sefa Tera and to write it and to put it next to the Arin. So Machleik Se Gemara, one man Yama holds that it was in the Arin itself on the side. It's a shayla in Lomba Basra what the dimensions are and so on. So one of the Yomah says it was in the Aron itself, and being that it was in the Aron, so you had this was the Sefer in the Aron. That's a shita that I understand. And there's a second shita that says there's a miyut the pasuk ein ba'aron rak the luchos. So it's ein miyut hachamiyut the ella l'rabba is the shivu luchos. The second man, the Yom holds over there that is, there was no Sefer Torah in the Aron, and all you had in the Aron was Luchas and Shiva Luchas. It's a little bit hard to understand why should the only thing be Luchas and Shiva Luchas? The Chura, Sefer Torah itself should be there. And it's more than that. According to that man, the Yom, the Torah is being Madgashit. That it should only bake it to the tzad and not into the Aron itself. It's hard to understand. Why wouldn't the same Torah itself be in the Aron? You can't say that the Seres HaDibris are more chashiv. Fakir, there was a paid of Chazal that they were mevatel that Seres HaDibris. They used to be curious. Seres HaDibris used to be a part of the Seder of and the Ravatlet Shalayim Raminim that Rakzebel Rak Nitna Bissinai. There was a Peda that Faket that the Messiah Sotera and Seres HaDibris doesn't have, it's not Miyuchid as having any halacha mitzad, it's Nesinasa, it's all, it has the same din of the Torah, it's all the Rises, and the Mela, it was a Peda to be Miyachid. The Chuba be Miyachid, the Luchas, you're reinforcing that Rakuda that it's all. That only the looks are important, the rest are not important. The Grain says it's a Grain of Barbasra in Chiddush HaGadus. The Grain says the following. It says it on the Maim HaChazal, and when he's Masbir, what the Indian, B'shiv, Melamet Shaluchas, if Luchas Melachim Ba'aron, Ki Ha'aron Hu Aleiv. The Aron is like the Leiv. The Amru, and Chazal said in Talmud Chochum Yasik B'Teira, the Ma'amoritz Yashpo Daiter, that there's two Mahalchim of being, of the Tshuva, Talmud Chochum Yasik B'Teira, and Ma'amoritz is Mashpo Daiter. K'meshakosav Zivcha L'kim Ruach Nishbara. So Ruach Nishbara also goes into the Klal of Zevach L'kim. The Hain, he says, Abez Chalol and the Liba, that these are the two hollow chambers of the heart. Shaleim Amad David v'libi cholal v'kirbi. David HaMelech said that my heart has been hollowed out, and b'meila, that is the empty chamber of the heart. V'hein aluchas v'shiva luchas. And that's luchas v'shiva luchas. So the Goyen says over here, he adds one word over here, that the etzim is the nekuda. And he says, ki aron v'alev, that the reason why this didn't apply to the aron specifically is because the aron is the lave, and b'meila in the lave you have this, you have the pasuk libichol bekirvi, and there's two mahalchim klata the lave of either yasek b'teira or ruach nishbara, and b'meila you needed luchas or shiva luchas. But the bemis the grains the ikar chiddush the grain is that the aron is connected to lave, lafuk is something else. The pasuk that he brings over here, so we'll try to understand the Maimon Chazal. He's explaining why dafka these two mahalchim have to be in the Aron. The pasuk, the mechuvin of the Goyen's words are why the Shiva Luchas also. But I want to try to understand the Goyen understanding why it's the Luchas Lafuki, the Sefer itself. There's another problem with the pasuk that he brings, the libu chol bekirbi, with the pasuk tilum. And it's a pasuk that is Chazal darshan a lot for to describe the mahalach of a tzaddik who's the etzatayva shaylik. Different mara Chazal. It says that tzaddikim is the etzatayva sheifton shenema v'libichol bekirbi. David Amelach. The pasuk is v'libichol bekirbi. And the onivavyoin. The shayla is how to. The pasuk is two halves. There's the Russia is Aniv Evyon, his heart is dead, and so on. And the Tzaddik is Libi Chol Bekirbi. Nechura, it's not a Zelum Azeh. The heart that is full of Taiva, that is always, the Lashon used in Chazal, the Mlitz used in Chazal, is it's full of Dam. And Dam is Taiva, and that cholol of the lev is b'derech kol full of dam, and the dam is the midas roos, the chemd, and the taiv, and so on. Fine. So the tzara toiv should be something zeh k'neged zeh. I mean, empty is not ra, but where do you inherit tzara toiv and libi chol bekirbi? And yet, the libi chol bekirbi, it says, is the yetz of toiv sheifa. Chol bekirbi is the mailo sheboi. Another, the Goyin says in Tanakh, he says that a cholol, which means a dead body, is specifically, literally it's someone that was killed by a cherev in his heart, so that his heart emptied out of blood, and it's hollow, and from that it's been borrowed to anybody else who was killed, is also called a cholol. But the etzem hagdara of what a cholol is someone that is laid, is hollowed out. So you see that the cholol shaboy of the person is the mailo. And we have to understand where is their tzad mailon cholol. There's another chazal by David HaMelech. It says that David HaMelech had a kinar that was on his mita, and the chatzoyis of ruchtoyin is the kambi menashiv boy, and it says me'elov it used to be misnagim, and then he would wake up, he'd go to the Torah, and at the end of the story, as soon as it came morning, the chacham came to him, they said, the Christ also in Hanasa. She said they need to be responded to Zumizu. And they said, you can't be responded to Zumizu and I burn Maswan for Yes, she said two push up on the group. That's the Gemara Brach, it's famous Gemara. The Goyin says two things. The Goyin says over there that the kinner of David, I'll read it inside just to understand the he says the kinner of David was the Neshama. Kinner Hayatoli, Remez Lanishma Sa'adam, Al Pima Shenema Ner Hashem, which is Kemiyan Kinar. Ner Hashem, Ner Havaya is Gematria Kinar, the Ner, the Nun Reish, the Chof of is Shem Havaya. And it says Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So Ner Hashem is the Kinar Nishmas Adam. Who believe Beis Halolim. Echad Mali Dam, Volof Shay Yitzahara, or Beis Mali Ruach. And he killed the Yitzahara, Kmoshkatsa Libichol the Kirby. And then it was Shayach for the Ruach, Tzfinis Lachfetish Meshevis Boy. So the Goyin says that David HaMelech's Darg of Libachol Bekirbi is this mice over here in Brachos. This is where the Ruach Tzedek is Menashev, and this is where the Kina went off. And B'meila, so we have to understand the end of the mice. You know, the Divrei Torah, the Psak Halacha, the Inyan that comes out of this beginning is that the Vikuach of Enes B'Yisrael Dach Tzedek Mezu. So David told Tzu Pesh Tulachem. But there's the oisfe of the oisfil of Maisa of this mahalach of Libi Chol Bekirbi is that Yisrael can be that Ein Abba Mithal of Yosei and the Mela Tzul Pesh Chom Begdud. So I want to understand that Gemara as the Hemshech that my Mechazal of the Tzul Pesh Chom Begdud. One more Indian we'll touch on this. There's the Talmid Arizal said that someone who is an anav, if a person has a problem with Yitzhara, one hechitimtze is to work on another. It's talking specifically about taiva and physical Yitzhara, not about midas ra'as, about gaiva or kas, whatever it is, and they say to work with another. The Chida says that that's the pshat. Rabbi Melech said, leave your hole, the kirby, that he was saying is masbe the nyanim the psukim, but the Chida says that libichol the kirbi means that don't think that I was strong enough to be misgavah Yitzhara with Kayak, in other words, I was able to fight him. But rather, the Libra called the Kirby means that I was misgavah on him because of another. And he says it almost a pun. He says, Banavirus Nusoy, he said, don't think that I'm such a Balkaya. I simply am an honor from the Mela, the Yitzhara left me alone. I managed to get out of it. So I want to understand also this weird, this mid of another, we behold the Kirboy, has a mokim, clappy, physical type of. Put one as much as the other. If we take a look in the Mahalach Olam, we've seen a lot of times, we've pointed out a lot of times, there always seemed to have been a Mahalach of something good taking place, a chait, kilkul, and then some sort of tikkun after. From the first time, from the beginning of the world, where Adam and Rishon was put into this world, and it was tar, and it was kaddish, and then he was chaita, it was metalkol, and broke everything, and then he came around again, and waiting for the safe tikkun of the Yimei Zayla. The same thing was true with the Luchais. There was Luchais, there was the ego, the Shvius HaLuchais, and once again the world came around again. And the Chulat Klal Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, the Mahalchim that we seem to be part of is Mahalchim of Inyanim that became Nifgam, they became Nishbar, and they rebuilt again. In other words, the Mahalach that the world is going with is a Mahalach of a Tikkun of Tshuva, a Mahalach of the Mokesh Bal Shuvayimdim. And I want to try to understand what is the Oymek of that Mahalach. The Ramchal says that there's a Mahalach to that Mahalach over the Mahalach of Tzadik. And the Mahalach, there is that's the Mal Yusuf, this Mahalach that the world is going on, that it's going through a period of a Shmira and Tikkun and so on. Let's try to understand it. The Ra and people that are bad and so on are described in Pasuk as Oral, Ara Lev, Molas Labavchem, the Klal Yisrael, Umasolim are called Arelim, Klal Yisrael are called Mulim. Orla versus Mol is Ra versus Tev in a certain sense. The word Orla, Rashi says, is something that is Sesum, something that is it's covered up. It's something that's stuffed up. That's Arla. And that's why the Arla in Paris means that there are two of them that you cannot take them. They're not usable. The Arla always means something which is it's like a bottle that is locked, that's sealed. That's the general meaning of Arla. When Adam was created as a Yetzir Kapa Bakarish Baruch Hu, we look at the Mail of Adam, the Teres Adam. The Mail of Adam, the Teres Anivra, lies not in his Etzim Maila, but in his Tzushtel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, let's take a Mashal of Zochin Akeva, which is a mashal of which is the mashal of Nivra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every nekeva is born of psula and mayim sasum gal no'ul, mayim sasum, and it's the mayla that she keeps her that she keeps herself no'ul, except for the one that's her husband. That's the mayla of psula of the shmir of the gal no. If lo yitzur, the person doesn't want to be niskat to the husband either, so it's not a maila, then the pshat is there's no krisis bris. It says in Eisha krisis bris amesha oisas a kli, since the tsura of the tsushtal of nekeva to zoch is because she's a kli. So the ultimate, if she's mizana, that's one ra. But if she never becomes a kli, then the pshat is then there's no tsushtal anything. Two zecharim are not his chaver. The chibul lies because somebody's a kli to something. So Adam HaRishon versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day that Adam HaRishon said, I want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the stia from Taif. When the Nachash came and said that you'll be Kelikim instead of Delikim. Ba'atim Advekim Ba'ashem Elikecha. Which tells up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nachash told him, you'll be Kashem. You won't be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be on the same darga. The difference between being buckled to or equal to, that was the difference. So certainly, just like the halacha is that a person marries somebody who is in v'agefen, the person marries only somebody that's of the same darga. And the meila, if it's a very nice darga, then it's not a zivu. And as like the Gemara says, that apostle that's mishapen to Tolkien and so on, it's not early offer, it's not a good zivu. So, or Yisrael Musaylam is not a good zivu. But so definitely you need to be a bar meila to be misdavik. But the etzim zivu itself is nice darga of itself. If it's kelikim, then there's no zivu. Then there's no kesher. The kesher is only because there is a yismatus mitzad one tzura, and it's mekabel the other tzura as the mashpia. That is the etzem mitzias of zivu. So if you look at the nekuda as bira and nivra, and the ultimate nekuda of chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam beklolius, the nekuda of ra is where Adam doesn't shtal zechtzu, doesn't become a kli. Oilus halev means that the lev is stopped up. It's mole. If it's mole, then it can become a kli. The only time that something can become a kli is if there's a nekev or if there's a cholom. Zachrusay by a shayfa means what fills up the shayfa, the thing that fills up the shayfa. So in as much as a person says, I am myself, in that much he's not a kli, a kibul, and there is no tzumshtel, and there is no kibul. So the etzim pagam itself is the pagam of the person not shtelling of tzu, not being a kli, not shtelling a kli for kibul. So if you take a look at, so if we could be aiming on the ultimate of nekudah ra, it lies somewhere in what we would call gaiva. It's not only gaiva nidus. For instance, we once spoke about this in the Maral Shir. A person does gaiva because he has an impulse, and that's a b'shait de gaveira. And then there is another mahala where a person does something where his mahala is to be nene, because being mahana himself is what he wants to do. There's a more kololis de ketsugang. If a person, a mother for a child, is kills herself. She gives everything away because she dehers herself the etzim as a chetimtzah for the child. And remember, everything that's hers comes second because she dehers her shaykhes as a chetimtzah for the child. A stranger is willing to do some chesed, but he's not going to kill himself. He doesn't have his mitzias as being a chetimtzah of someone else's mitzias. He's, you know, he has his own mitzias, I have my own life, and I want to fulfill myself, and I can spare something for you. But the person doesn't dehere the other person's existence as his fulfillment. And so taiva as a mahala, taiva as the person is open to the idea of taiva, that to enjoy is good and what makes life worthwhile, it's fine. It's not the dehere, it's not the physical taiva basher hu. It's the etzem havana that this is a mitzias. The person feels good about the fact that he felt good. The person that has the fact that his mitzias enjoyed itself is a key in his mitzias. You know, I fulfilled my life. I enjoyed myself. The deeper the hair of that of taiva as something worth pursuing lies in the sheirish that the person's kiyum lies in himself. So we have a tremendous precious drachim. There's a precious drachim in the hair of the person as a nivra. The all of the hair, the muscle vision of the hair of somebody who's born, and the hair is all mitzvahs as himself, and that is what a nivra means. To be a nivra means that you dehair yourself as yourself. or else you would be a chelik, a lakai in every sense of the word, a person that has himself as himself, and the mela, the person satisfies himself. He wants to be better, he wants to be good, he wants to this, he wants that. But it's all the pshat is no nekuda in the person of tzushta. When the person that has himself only as a hakim sefakadosh baruch hu, as a kli kibul, then the person is batul, and then the pshat is there is he becomes a hakim tzur for ashura of something l'mayla. It's possible to become a tziner for something because it's hollow. Something that's not hollow is not a tziner. And to be a tziner, a person has to be hollow in a way that allows something else to flow through it without an impediment. Nitzir lemeidim, that in the mahalach of where a person could go wrong, worst of all things is that the person is that the person deheres himself as an end to himself. Even if he has it in a ruchnis way, that learning Torah and doing good things and so on and so forth, that's where he has himself. And the Torah is where the person has himself as a tzushta. The libi cholol bekirbi is the Torah shabbat. In other words, just like a kinar is people. Everybody thinks of a kinar in terms of the strings, that the strings make the sound. That's not really true. What gives a kinar its sound is the hollow piece underneath it. Stuff up the kinar with earth, and all you get is a tweaky little sound of a string. A string is a tweaky little sound. It adds up into it. The koyach of the kinar lies in the fact that since the whole kinar is a hakimtzitz, kulei cholol, then the whole kinar sings together with the string. That is the nigna of the kinar. So, that's the why the hair of kinar of the hair of kinar as a hakimtzitz for nevua. Vayikim menagin amenagin vakitzachorav ruach lekin. The ruach of nevua that was on him. The came through a kinar is because, as opposed to a toif is something, or what the banging is the sound. In the kinar, the pshat is the meiser is only a kinar for the whole cholot to reverberate. That is the sound of the kinar. The neir Hashem nishma, so that's what the goyin says. The goyin says that the kinar was the neir Hashem nishma sodom. In as much as the person beheres his neshama as near Hashem, in as much as that's the beher of neshama, then the meila it's called a kinar. So the mitzvahs of Adam Hasholem lies in cholol dafke, and in the halola shaboy is where the person becomes a chatimtzer for the nigna of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are two ways in which a person can be oimed on it. One way is through a mahalach of shvira. A person is broken. A person goes through a situation that's very difficult. A person who realizes he failed, he stumbled and failed. One thing he has is another, if he understands it right. If he has his failure because of what he's not, then the person is hollow. The person, there's a certain... A person who didn't have it easy, sometimes a person is bitter and upset, he has kindness to the whole world. Sometimes the person becomes an extremely pleasant person because there's a lot of anova in the person. The person realizes that's it. A person is limited and all he has is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's it. The second mahalach is through Torah, because of all the ulos that a person does, of all maizim that a person does, the mice in themselves sometimes, I did this, I did that, I did the other thing. There's always a sense of a person doing the mice. And as much as a person loses himself in the mice that he does, it's very hard for him to lose himself because the hands are the ones that are doing, and the seichel is the one that is aware of itself. In Torah, if a person is mashkia himself, and madbia himself, he knows he sinks himself into it, where his whole seichel is caught up with the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the hair of what he's doing, then there is no room for the seichel to the heretzal. Moshe Rabbeinu was the amud of Torah, and the mida, the only mida which is singled out as perfection is anava. Kas, the pasuk of kindness to him, adam yanim, anav mikala adam, because in the amitius of Torah, if a person's only the hair is what in the Dvar Hashem, what is the Dvar Hashem, then basically the person has no self. When Moshe Rabbeinu said em doveshma mayitzav Hashem, it's not the pshat that he was, it's not, I mean, it was Shaila Chazal, it was a taina, but what he was saying was, I only have the tzivah Hashem. I don't have a das atzmi. In the mitzvah, in every other mitzvah, the bittul is a bit of a vorek. Yadayim to do good, the raglayim to lorot for mitzvah, and so on. Those are all bittul of the vorek, but it contains a bittul of the das only in a very roundabout way. In Talmud Torah, if a person learns the emes, if a person learns the shema and the same emes, then the person is, then the person taka understands that's a bittul of the das, the das olyon, ein lecha bittul gadol mizeh. But in the mahalach of Talmud Torah, since the das of a person is a person's pride, and this is everybody, I mean, anyone who's a Baal Nefesh, the thing he's most proud of is his Sefer and his Das and so on. The ability to become a Baal Gaiva, like the Gemara says, Bim Zochal of Gaitoi. The Gemara is also saying, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Magdiloi, Bim Zochal of Gaitoi, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Magtinoi, Manichoi. The Schichos of Das is the Yetzahara that's standing on the pesach of Talmud Torah. If a person says a very good Svara, the hair of Torah's emes is, I finally understand what the Torah said, and the hair of Gaiva, which is our the hair, which is most of us, is, wow, didn't I say something really good? So in Talmud Torah itself, there is a mahalak of Libichol Bekibri when it's Kokula Torah's emes. But many of the time, much of the time, it becomes a Ketimtza for a person being a Baal Gaiva. So the mahalchim of the Bria, the mahalchim that there was Asiya and Shvir and Asiya fall into this. And let me explain it. There's a Maral. The Maral says that he asks about the Luchas and Shiva Luchas together in the Oren. What's the Inyan? Why? So the Maral says two mahalchim. One mahalach is that had there not been Luchas and Shainas, that were Nichtav of the Etzba Lekim, then there couldn't be Luchas Shnias. Luchas Shnias was written by Moshe, so the Mela, the Luchas and Shainas are there, Hechatim Tzedik, for Luchas Shnias. That's one mahalach that he has, why they're there. The Luchas and Shainas is Gilud, that's like the Torah, the person learns that he was Shecheah, and it's because he wants to have Torah, that he has a Hemshul of Torah, like everybody says. That is one mahalach of this. He says a second mahalach, and a much deeper mahalach. He says, he says, Luchas Rishonis was royal for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is supposed to have Luchas Rishonis, but not as whole Luchas. Shvurim and with Luchas Shnius. That's what he says. It's not the pshat that it was a nice try, and if not for that nice try, wouldn't have a second one. Luchas Rishonis are the Tzur and Klal Yisrael of Shivri Luchas together with Luchas Shnius. That's what Mal says. Mal says, because I'm Luchas Shnius. And then it's a mafteach for the herring, everything, all the other yana. We don't understand why the hashgacha worked, that the mahalach of all the deiris was the mahalach of Shleimus, Shvira, and Tikkun. And that's the mahalach that we're living in. That's the metzius of our world, now worlds. I mean, like Chazayim say that there was tatkach elomus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bere and was sheva, and then and and sheva adam adena hanim. Now it's the whole metzius of the world that, as we know it, what could have been. That's not a point that has any mashmos for us. But the ma'isa of the mahalach is B'niyas Olamas, Shviras Olamas, and B'niyas Olamas. It's because the only, like the Goyen says, the only hechatimtza, the hechatimtza for another, for libichol the kirbi, is either through teira, or through shivei lufis, or through imamaratu the shivlos adas yashpol daitim. The mahalach to ensure that the mahalachi teira don't become the kulko for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied two mahalachim together, mahalach of Torah and mahalach of Shiv Sadat. Luchas and Shiva Luchas together are two mahalachim that keep each other. If not for the fact that Shiva Luchas, then if they don't connect 100% to Luchas as Bar Hashem, then they become a kukul. The shiva luchas, the other of the luchas, means that both, that the chol alibi chol the kirbi is supported by both amudim, by the amud of Torah and by amud of Shvayim. Let's go back a little bit over the Nyan and explain, and then we'll manage the draft. Putting in the Oren itself, the Goyim says, was the Pchinas Lev. The lev is the kli. If the person's neshama is a kinnor, then the seichel, the dasar adam, are like the strands. That's where the plucking is done. That's where the mice is done. The hashmuas kail is a result of the lidichol the kibbutz. That's what the Goyim is saying. That's the kitzad nimatz that the Goyim is saying. The Oren is b'chinas lev because it's kineged. It's connected the kli that makes the strings, the nimen, into a bar kol, into hashmas kol. And the mile of a lev is the chalolosh of a lev. Faket, the more a lev is stuffed, the less it's worth anything. The chalolosh of a lev is where the mile of a lev lies. And the lev stalls a psu, and the mele, the lev itself, that's what the maral means. The lev itself has a chalolos betoychay, and he says the Aaron has himself a luchas a shiva luchas because luchas rishonim are supposed to be that way. Say the Torah itself that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu could not be in the Aaron because the only thing that has a metzias in the Aaron is the Torah that can be called completed by Hashem. Only etzba lekim. The only thing, the only yeshus, the only thing that the lev can tolerate, the cholol, is when what it has is not his. The seichel always has his. This is my das. This is what I understand. There's kifas of das. There's achras of das. The lev, the herzit, that the bottom line is kach tziva kadosh baruch hu. Like the lashon of the Rambam appears in the Shnayis. The Rambam says omar kadosh baruch hu, tziva kadosh baruch hu. The lev, the herz, the chololosh of lev is because it's the herz. The Devar Hashem has been called Devar Hashem. So only those, that Indian that was Me'a Kadosh Baruch Hu could actually be directly, that was his Dibur, had a Mokrim in the Aron, which was the Lev. And mainly you have the Luchais, but like the Maral says, the Luchais, if a Klal Yisrael is Shivri Luchais and Luchas Shnias. That we need Luchas Shnias so that we have the Teichim. We need Shiva Luchas because the Shiris is always the Varim that are Shvurim. That's what we need. The Chalolos is because the Luchas are not mine. The Luchas Shvurim. Let's go one page further and understand the Gemara Brachas with it. A person who lives with Tintum Aleif, with Arlas Aleif, and he's very happy with himself. He understands and he knows and everything is fine and good. Forget about the Me'ila and the Etzim. Forget about the problem in the Etzim, in Chibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. There's another K'nech in where the person himself becomes Baruch. Imagine a person who eats his own meat. Rahman Islam. So he's full, his stomach is full. But net, he didn't gain anything, because the same meat that was on his hand is on his stomach. So there is no gain in the person, it's just that his stomach feels full, but that's him, he cut off an arm. A person who only listens to himself, but he's very creative and he keeps rearranging his thoughts and his ideas and his feelings and his understandings and his approaches. Sahakol, the person is eating himself. For the person who is caught up only with himself, a kol kulei arla, there is no hikatimta for chibut anything outside of him. It's completely. If there's no socket inside, there's no way to attach it to anything else. It's completely enveloped in itself. The person who has a deher of chayser, a person who has a deher of chalolus, that he can get from somewhere else. That was the maizer of Avraham Melech. The tzor of it was that, you know, Avraham Melech was the dog of Libachol the Kirby. And the Mela, when his kina woke him up, so and the Nidapanasa, it was the Shakatayah was Su Panasu Zumizu. He told them, well, why can't you take my brother? So they told him, Eina Bur Mismala Michul Yosai. And that he told them two pushes was good. In other words, he was teaching them that the hair of that dog of Libichol the Kirby is it the hair that the person is. That the person himself, if he lives off himself, will never fill himself. It's not shy after the person fill himself from himself, or Rashi Pshat, or Tosis Pshat, whatever it is, but it often doesn't go, and the mind doesn't go. If you keep eating yourself, if you live off yourself, then you get no place. And you know, it's the Shakamatari that taught them that if a person is sesum, and he's not chalul, then he's living off himself, then basically he's feeding himself from himself, and he's getting no place, and Sefer Shal Dava is he dies, and the only attempt is to take some hashpah from the outside. I want to take these. I mean, this is the a week before Shana and the Miriam. In a person's Chesra Nefesh, a person tries. The first Chesra Nefesh everybody makes is how good he is, how bad he is, what he did, what he didn't do. Fine, was a good thing. For the person that's quote unquote had it good, that he feels. That would be, yeah, everybody definitely says that terrible, terrible, terrible. But there are people that things have been better, at least sad. A person that learning goes very well, everybody compliments him, doing very well. It's hard to escape the feeling that, of course everybody's concerned, but the person by and large feels good about himself. The person has to understand that in as much as the person feels good about himself, then the person is susum. The person that's Allah's halev is when it's locked in within itself. If the person doesn't have where he's a chasa, if the person doesn't really have a chasa, then basically he's feeding himself off himself. And the person is not the real measure of the person mitzadam nivra to bere is not how wonderful he is, but how does he show himself to the bere. And in as much as a person, chaket, for the person who's more subjective than his whole, for the person that things are difficult in a lot of different ways, even if a person battles with the Tzahara and he has a problem, a lot of times he doesn't win. But if the person is headed to, if the person is driving towards good and it's just that he keeps getting upset, the fact that the person feels his chisaron is a mylander person. We don't have the dagger where we can just live off if it's a talmud chacham and Torah itself gives it to him. For us, it's usually the whole mahalach of the Bria has not been like that. The whole mahalach of the Bria has been that we had it good, it caved in, fell apart, and then we're patching it up together again. There's a mylander that mahalach that the person knows well that every single bit that he has, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. A person there was somebody, a neighbor of mine, a acquaintance, who became wealthy quite quickly, and it really, really took his head. And he told somebody who worked for him, who he actually didn't treat terribly nicely, he told him, once, you know, being rich is just a question of wanting to be. If you'd want to be rich, you could also be rich. That was the sum of his nice philosophy. In one day, everything came crashing down. Everything, like literally everything. And it's been already 3, 4, 5 years. This person has been living a horrible life. I mean, mamish, in the worst way possible. I went to visit him a year or two after he went to his hot kufa, and he was a pretty broken person. And he said, one thing I realized, that there's only a Kaddish Baruch in the world. Everything should be well for everybody. But a person has to understand that the bottom feeling of, the only way a person can have is a Kaddish Baruch Hu is if a person that has that he's not. It doesn't go hand in hand. In as much as a person is smug about himself, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Give it lip service, but what am I missing? In as much as a person, wherever a person went through a michshol and fell, it's so fine. It's true that piece broke, but then when he gets Ruach HaShemiyus, he understands that it's called Kuli from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even if Moshe wrote it, that's the Oymek of what the Maral is saying. The Maral is saying that Ruach HaShemiyus are what make Shavuos. Is luchas is what we should have. A person needs to have luchas shvuras, because if a person has luchas shvuras, then he decides he wrote the luchas. The luchas shniyas could not be in the Aron, because they're not given a sefer Torah. They're written by Moshe. The Aron is the lave, and the lave is not sevel anything that shters as halalos. The only thing that could possibly be, the only thing that could work in the Aron, are luchas shniyas, when the person has luchas shniyas next to it and realizes that luchas shniyas are only there because they're held together by Kaddish Baruch Hu. That if one thing goes wrong, then those luchas are luchas shniyas again. That's where you have, that's what the Maral means, that the tzura of luchas, the Klal Yisrael, is the lev nishbar, the shifas hadas, together with Talmud Torah. And the person has to understand that on the one hand, in as much as a person feels in himself that he's smug, that he's complacent, that he's confident in himself, and that is a real concern in the person. And between him and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, has to understand, unless he has, that what he has is a simple gift, and he has nothing of his own, then he's an oral and he's a raleigh. On the other hand, even for the person, whatever mechshol a person had, whatever shviras haluchas a person had, but shviras haluchas are what makes the luchas shviras viable. The real tzura of Klal Yisrael, the tzura of the Barash of the Klal Yisrael, is that together with the luchas, a person has shiva luchas always in the army.